Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Isavasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kincha Jagacham Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bunjita Magrada Kashyasvidhanam Kurvaneveha Karmani Jijivishekshatam Samaha Evam Tvainanyate Tosti Na Karma Lipyate Nare Asurya Namate Loka Andena Tamasavrtaha Tangste Pritya Vigachanti Yege Chatmano Janaha Anejadikam Manaso Javiyo Naina Devam Apnuvam Purvam Arshat Davato Jnana Tieti Tishtat Tasmin Apo Matarishvadadati Tad Ejati Tannayjati Tad Dure Tad Vantike Tadantarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasya syavayataha. So in the first part of Sri Upanishad, we established the authority of the Vedas and Purnam, the completeness
autoritet Veda
of Krishna. Purnam means perfect and complete. Then in verses 1 through 3,
we are discussing the proprietorship, the occupation, I zanimanje unutar društva, kako živjeti u svijetu sredno i važnost duhovnog života.
A u zadnjem dijelu danas pokušati zaći
znači od stihovno od 4 do 5 ćemo više diskutirati razumijevanje svevišnje gospodine, njegove neshvatljive moći i njegove odnose sa stvorenim svijetom. Zadnji stih koji smo diskutirali je bio stih 2, sad idemo na mantru 3.
The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the world of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance. This is an interesting verse because we've been told that the soul is
da duša je nahanyate.
The soul cannot
ne može
be
biti
killed.
Ubijena.
The soul is eternal. We will live forever.
Here
in this verse of Ishopanishad, it is discussed that the killer of the soul.
Ubojica duše.
So that sounds a little intimidating, but as you will see, as there is with everything, there is a context. What is being stated. Oftentimes things are stated in the scriptures which foolish people cannot understand because they don't know the right context.
Prabhupada gave an example
from his own childhood. He and his sister Bhavatarini were very fond of going up on the roof of their house and playing with kites.
Zmajevima.
You know
what a kite is?
You play kites in Croatia also? She says yes, you say
ona
no.
Kaže, da, ti kažeš ne.
Well, maybe you didn't play with kites,
ti ne igraš sa zmajevima, ali ona, da.
But
no.
The idea is that you have a string
imate jedan
which the
konec,
kite is attached
za koji je vezan zmaj,
and then you have
onda imate
a stick around
štapić,
which the string is wound.
Taj konec namotan.
So when the wind comes up,
dođe vjetar,
you let the string out.
Otpustite konec, odmote tebi.
And then when the kite gets
I kada
really
otiđe jako visoko
fast,
i kad se vjetar ubrza, onda spuštate polako zmaj.
By winding.
Namotavajući
so on the one hand,
konac. S jedne strane
you're letting it out,
ga otpuštate,
on the other hand,
s druge strane ga namotavate.
But someone far away,
ali nekako jako daleko, sve što može vidjeti kako, kako pokrećete ruke, ne može vidjeti da ponekad otpuštate zmaja, a ponekad ga povlačite k sebi. Drugi primjer je lizanje tegle s medom.
These are very pertinent examples
to su vrlo
jasni
primjeri, zato što
we are trying
mi pokušavamo da damo filozofiju svjesnosti Krišne
to people
ljudima
who just
koji jednostavno
can't understand,
ne mogu shvatiti,
they don't have the same
oni nemaju istu točku gledišta
as we do.
Kao što to mi imamo.
They have not had,
oni nisu,
as is sometimes called,
kao što se ponekad kaže,
a paradigm shift.
Napravili promjenu paradigme.
Ja nisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagarti bhutani sanisha pashyato mune. What is the time of awakening for materialistic man is sleeping time or darkness or
mrak,
not the self-realized soul, the muni. In this case, self-realized soul is called a muni. He's not interested in what the materialistic men are interested in. Perhaps you've had examples of this, some
primjer,
of you who are congregational
vas,
devotees. And you work at a job in a factory.
U tvornici, na primjer,
and all day long,
dan,
the men and women are talking about illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. And you really don't have an interest in that. You know what that is.
Znate vi šta je to?
It's not, in most cases, that you are naive.
Vi niste naivni.
But you've spitten it out. You've vomited it up.
Ne znam sad što želim reći.
Aha,
to ste već odbacili. On kaže, to ste već povratili. To ste odbacili. Ne želite se to ponovo uzeti. Natrag. Zato što znate da to ničemu ne vodi.
Čuno uživanje, posebno grubo čuno uživanje, is limited
je ograničeno
and temporary.
I privremeno.
Now you can get an example of
možete
this.
Davati
I
primjer. Često dajem primjer.
I
ja
have to make a confession.
Moram se ispovjediti.
What to do?
Šta
I'm
da
very attached to Krishna prasadam.
Za prasadam. Priznam.
They say that the quickest
kažu
way to a man's
način,
heart
to čovječi,
is which
srca,
way?
Je put,
through the stomach.
Je put koji ide kroz želudac.
Or the tongue.
Ili jezik.
So, but every time I taste some nice prasadam after the meal is over,
nakon što završim s obrokom,
you know, if I don't brush my teeth or
zube,
wash my mouth out,
usta,
the taste will linger on and I'll
taj,
enjoy a little longer.
Ukus će zadržati,
but then I'll get
uživati,
cavities.
Ali onda ću dobiti karijes.
So the moment I wash my
kaže,
mouth out,
usta,
the experience disappears.
Iskustvo nestaje.
I may have eaten a very nice
možda sam
lunch,
pojio jako dobar ukusan ručak,
but I wash out my mouth,
ali usprao sam usta I nema ga.
And if I don't wash out my mouth,
usta,
then I will have an experience.
Onda ću imati iskustvo.
And so will the dentist.
A tako će imati
he will get
zubar.
My money and I will get a lot
novac,
of pain.
Ja ću dobit bol.
That's sense gratification.
Počulno uživanje.
Tako in the beginning, it may be like nectar, but in the end it's like poison and it leads you into the bodily conception of life. So devotees are trying to become transcendental to sense gratification, but materialistic men, they cannot understand this. They don't have the same frame of reference. One of the first experiences I had in Krishna consciousness was as a devotee hitchhiking downtown for Sankirtan, we were very poor, and I got picked up by a truck driver. he had a big articulated lorry or whatever, a big Mack, I don't know what you call them here.
Kamiona,
big,
long,
heavy
lorries.
Jako
dugačko kamion.
So he stopped to pick me
zastao,
up.
Zostavio da bi me
and
pokupio.
I was in
Doti
and Kurt,
ja Kurti i obrijene glave.
And as I got in his cabin,
kad sam ušao u njegovu, kad sam ušao
you know,
tamo,
he was very
auto,
curious what I was doing.
Što sam radio.
First thing he said was, are you from the moon?
Jesi ti s mjeseca?
He didn't know what I was doing,
znao,
really.
Sam je radio, zaista.
Anyway, I tried to explain to him that
ja sam
we're
objasniti
practicing yoga, and he said, well, what do you
rekao,
do in life?
Šta radiš u životu?
Said, well, we follow four regulative principles.
Principa.
We don't eat any meat,
ne
fish,
meso,
or eggs. We only
ribu,
eat spiritual food. We don't
hranu.
Have illicit sex.
Seks.
I'm a brahmachari, I'm
ja
celibate.
Celibate živim.
We don't engage in gambling
ne
or frivolous
kockamo,
activities.
Ne,
and we don't take any intoxication, coffee or tea or cigarettes or drugs
kavu,
or anything that'll
čaj, cigarete,
you know,
droga.
Get me more bewildered than I already am.
Još više zbuniti.
The guy was shocked. He was genuinely shocked.
Ti si šokiran, pa kako onda živiš?
What do you do?
Šta radiš?
I mean, truck drivers, you know,
vozač kamiona je bio.
They're slightly above the level
oni su
of
iznad,
the
malo iznad nivoa inteligencije Vuve Švabe.
I mean, material truck drivers.
Mislim, materialistički vozač kamiona. Bak, te vozači su transcendentalni. Međutim, cijela ideja je da teško je za ljudi da shvate, ali dok mi pokušavamo im propovjedati, moramo shvatiti da oni možda
killing their soul
oni zapravo ubijaju svoju dušu svojim aktivnostima.
Good intelligence
njihova
is covered
dobra inteligencija je
prekrivena
iluzijom.
So, when we preach to them,
kada im propovjedamo,
we have to,
onda moramo
be a little bit of
biti
a psychologist.
Moramo biti onako,
malo
upoznati
sa
psihologijom. Bakta uvijek mora biti budan. Bakta propovjednik mora uvijek biti budan. Mora primijediti sve znake.
Someone,
kada govorite nekome,
ne
samo da trebate
slušati
pomalo ono što on kaže,
to find out
da biste
what he really means to say,
misli,
but you have to watch his body language, you have to see the way in which he is saying his words, what emphasis, where the words are.
You
pick up signals, and you understand he's mostly in the mode of ignorance, he's mostly in the mode of passion and ignorance, he's got a slight touch of goodness and passion. Then you know how to adjust your preaching. And for those who are faithless, well, we'll talk about that. In this mantra
3,
in the purport, Prabhupada describes that there are two classes of beings in the world,
suras
and asuras, or devotees and demons.
Asuri,
now, demons don't always come with big pointed ears and, you know, a cone head and claws on their hands.
And, you know, one leg when
they jump for 5 miles at a jump. Sometimes they come in Sinbad the Sailor movies or something, but your average ordinary
demon
appear like a very respectable gentleman. And it's not that we are envious of that person, but rather we see him as a suffering person
osobu
who cannot accept
osobu koja
the
ne može prihvatiti
transcendence of the Lord.
Transcendenciju i transcendentalnu prirodu gospodin.
They think I am
oni
misle, God, I am
ja sam Bog, ja sam Ishvara.
Ishvaroham aham bogi, I'm the enjoyer.
Ja sam uživalac,
I'm perfect.
Ja sam
savršen. Balavan, I'm very strong.
Ja sam vrlo snažan.
They're suki, I'm enjoying,
suki.
I'm happy.
Ja
they think they're happy.
Misle da su sretni.
And this is sometimes, because we come from that background.
Mi dolazimo i tako, iz takvog
and we were
milijeja.
Also at one point little demons.
Trenutku našeg života bili pomalo demonski nastrojeni.
So that residue,
taj zaostatak,
that video replay is still there in our minds. And we're a little bit attracted to their activities also because we're not completely perfect in our spiritual activities. It's a transitional period for us. We're going from being a demon to becoming a devotee. We're under the care and attention of an expert physician.
I brigom,
one of my favorite verses in the Bhagavatam is a verse by Lord Krishna to Uddhava, where he says,
O Uddhava,
if you are to become truly self-realized, then you must associate always with saintly persons,
sadhu,
who are experts, just like a proficient, a very expert, proficient surgeon, someone who does operations, and they have a knife called a lancet. The peculiar feature of a lancet is it's sharp on this side and it's sharp on that side also, because when they get inside of your body cutting, they can't, like, you know, turn it over. They've got to cut this way and that way. Not a lot of room in there. So he's expert, like a proficient surgeon with his double-edged lancet, at exercising, not running or jogging, exercising in this case means cutting away, exercising the ulcerous gangrene. Ulcers are not you get ulcers in your stomach and you suffer a lot. It's due to hyperacidity, it's due to different things, but it's a wound, it's a cut, it's a sore. The ulcer is gangrene, a disease which can rot your body. So this is how heavy our past conditioning is. It's like an ulcerous gangrene that's consuming us and rotting us and killing the soul. But the proficient surgeon is expert and capable at exercising the ulcerous gangrene of our mind and senses with the sword of transcendental words.
Bolest, snagom mača, transcendentalnih riječi, to je na početku bolno.
It's like nectar in the end, and
međutim, na kraju je poput nektara.
We get a little taste of that.
I mi pomalo dobijamo ukus za to.
It's called nourishing enticement. We're being attracted.
To znači da nas to hrani.
It's not dry.
I privlači.
The Mayavadis rely totally upon their own prowess, their own ability, all the way along. They don't get any real encouragement from Krishna. If they fail, they're finished. But for devotees, Krishna is with you on your journey. He's encouraging you, attracting you, giving you opportunities. That's the difference between
bhakti
and following the
Mayavada
path.
Puta.
So, the suras and the asuras, Prabhupada gives this again, this example of our responsibility. We are not animals. Animals, they're not expected to take responsibility. I've seen people get caught for speeding on the highway here. I've noticed the police catch people three or four times. I've seen it now. Summertime, people like to speed. It's hot, blue wind. They get caught.
Brzo
they're expected
voziti,
to go at a certain speed. Now, a cheetah,
you
know, a very fast animal that's a little like a cougar or
jako brzo, kao
a lion or something, a cheetah
is
one of the fastest animals in the world. It can go up to 80 kilometers, 100 kilometers an hour.
Na sat.
Now, if he goes running down the road, you know, it's
trči,
not pull over, Max.
Životinja,
trči
they're cestom,
not expected. They don't take responsibility,
animals.
If a dog
strane,
runs across the road on a red light,
pas pretrče preko crvenog svjetla, da li će dobiti kaznu?
You know, 50 dog bones,
50 kostiju mora platiti. Ne, no. Od njega se ne očekuje odgovornost.
But we are culpable for our activities. You may think you're getting away with something.
Možete
misliti da Krishna's eyes and ears are everywhere. Please believe me.
Molim vas, vjerujte mi.
Prabhasmi sasurayo. I'm the light of the sun and the moon. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. I'm within every atom.
Svakoga toma.
I'm within the heart of every living being. As super soul. Anumanta upadrashta. He's the overseer and he's the witness.
Sakshi
Gopal. He's the witness.
So,
because we're not conscious of him, we're not trained, therefore we forget that whatever sinful activities we do, he's witnessing and we will pay for that. We'll get a ticket. You're not getting away with anything.
So
it's better to try your best because intention is a lot.
There's
the letter of the law, what exactly the law says,
ono što
and then
zakon
there's the spirit
kaže, a postoji
of the law,
duh
what
zakona,
the purpose of the law is meant to
zakon,
achieve.
Što se želi postići
so if you're
zakonom,
trying to follow God and you actually
Boga,
have an accident,
i doživite nesreću,
then you can be excused.
Onda, on Krishna
says,
Krishna kaže,
durachar, bad person,
durachar,
yes, bad
znači,
achar, activities.
Loš achar, loš,
even sudurachar, very bad activities.
Jako, grozne djelatnosti, Krishna može postati.
If he is trying to serve Krishna,
da služi Krishna,
bhajate mam, ananya bhak, continuously, ananya bhak, he's continuously trying to serve him the best he can.
Služiti,
and sadureva samanta vyasam yagyavasito hi saha. Correct him.
Ja
I will correct him. So that is important.
To je bitno.
And in your job,
u vašem
as I
poslu,
said the other day, but no. I was worried about my batteries going out.
I'm not
worried,
će mi,
whatever Krishna wants.
Da će mi baterije prestati raditi. Ma,
Kamala
dala dala
jivana tala mala
bhaju
haripada niti re bhakti vinod thakur.
Bhakti vinod thakur, kaže.
Just like lotus flower,
lily
flower, lily pad on the water,
poput latice na listu, na vodi,
little beads of water in the morning,
male kapljice kiše se
tu nađu ujutro, due to condensation, due to the cold of the night,
zbog hladnoće,
the hot of the morning,
noći, the sun coming,
jutra, little beads of water come on top of the lily flower.
Pomale kapljice vode se pojave na površini tog ljeljana i vodenog
ljeljana. I kako pomalo
pukne vjetrić, onda se mala kapljica sklizne u vodu. Što god činili,
we arrange for the best health.
Možemo se truditi da steknemo najbolje zdravlje.
We eat the best food. We exercise regularly.
Ježbamo redovno.
We do whatever we like to do.
Što god radimo, možemo raditi.
At any moment.
Što god želimo raditi, bilo kada možemo raditi.
Light off, our battery could be finished.
Znači, svejedno se možemo skliznuti, može nam baterija prestati raditi.
Zbog toga,
nemojte se vezivati za materijalni svijet.
Krishna, he is always there.
Krishna je uvijek tu.
He's the origin. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Surayo Diviva Chakshuratatam. So, I was talking about job.
Govorio
if the manager
ako taj
does not execute his responsibilities properly, he'll become a clerk.
Postaće službenik.
That's what's happening to the demon.
Demona,
after passing through 8,400,000 species of life in human life, it's true, we are more intelligent than the animals. But human life is not meant to be a royal competition with the animals.
Ahar, nidra,
bhai, maitun, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We all do these things. We are called human animals. But we're not meant to just use our life for increasing the needs of an empty naših
praznog želuca.
Materialistic men,
materialistički ljudi,
they may be highly qualified in the material sense, but they use all of their time, even if they're a big, big PhD, they'll deny the existence of God, and they'll simply work for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They may be, in one sense, materially smart, but real intelligence means to discriminate between matter and spirit, right and wrong, real and unreal. So the demons are actually irresponsible because God has given an opportunity in the human form of life. And this word responsible is interesting. We are response able.
Response,
we have a choice.
Znači,
we are able
izbor.
To make a response to the life we find ourselves in. Our karma may appear to be inexorable. We can't go against our karma. It may appear like that. But if you make a choice to serve Krishna, your karma can change. Or certainly your
being
affected by what's happening to you will totally change.
Normalno,
you will not be disturbed
nećete više biti
like a lamp in a windless place. You will be very peaceful and happy.
Biste jako mirni I sretni.
Devotees would always ask
Prabhupada.
In those days it was quite a thing.
To je bilo prilično bitna stvar.
Mr. Khrushchev and Mr. Kennedy.
Khrushchev.
Mr. Reagan and Mr. Andropov.
Reagan I Andropov.
You know, they were all in some Chinese leaders too. So devotees ask Prabhupada, well, what if there's a nuclear war, Prabhupada? What if they drop nuclear bombs? What will the devotees do? Prabhupada said the devotees would be chanting Hare Krishna, and if a bomb would be dropped, they'd look up and they'd say, oh, here comes
Krishna.
And they would go on with their chanting. So you can be that much free from attachment if you take this process seriously. Confirmed. We have got this human form of life after long transmigration, and we're now in an ocean. The material world is an ocean of misery. Dosha nidhe. Dosha means faults or miseries.
So
especially in Kali Yuga,
Kali Yuga,
the miseries are more
su
prominent, they're more accentuated, they're more disturbance. It's an age of quarrel and hypocrisy.
Svađe,
even good people quarrel. What are we going to do? Even in our own institution, when there are so many nice people, all of you,
ljudi,
trying on different levels to surrender to Krishna, still we have quarrels. What are we going to do? Get frustrated and go away and cry and, you know, tell our mommy and daddy? Or, you know, what are we going to do? Well, we just have to tolerate that and remember that you're in a boat. You're in a transcendental boat. The Vedic scriptures are favorable breezes. The human body is the boat. The opportunity. And the spiritual master is the captain of the ship. Again, I remember one of my favorite verses which I and a group of devotees took to Prabhupada one time and we chanted for him and I was in such ecstasy. Tvam nasan darshito, tvam nasan darshito dustram nishtitir satam kaling satta harang pungsang karnadara ivarnavam. The translation in those days from the Bhagavatam was,
we
think that your goodness, meaning the spiritual master, your holiness, your goodness. We think that your goodness is met by us, by the will of providence.
tvoju svetost, voljom provjeđenja. A tada se prevod promijenio. To je neka vrsta star engleskog prijevoda koji je prevod dao. Mislimo da je tvoja svetost, da smo žustili tvoju svetost voljom provjeđenja, samo da smo te prihvatili kao kapitana broda
which desires to cross over the difficult ocean of Kali,
and that opportunity is there in the human form of life.
So let's go forward.
Idemo dalje.
And this is a description
ovo je opis
of two kinds of men,
dvije
the Kripana,
ljudi, Kripana
and the Brahmana.
I Brahmana.
Basically, the verse is the same, except for the two words are interchanged. Yova etad akshram lokat praiti sa brahmana. Those who use the human form of life for self-realization, they're brahmanas. And those who misuse the human form of life, who choose to misuse the human form of life, you choose. Remember, it's not, don't feel yourself to be a victim. You're not victims. You are choosing at every moment to accept Krishna or deny Krishna. Please constantly remember this. There's no need to experience any misery, even in this material world. You can be free from anxiety and free from suffering. Anything may happen to the body, but if you don't identify with the body, then hardly you'll experience more than a slight
iskustvo intenzivnije nego da vas neko malo zagrebe. Uopće vas ne uznemirava.
Kao kad se,
ovo moram ići u bolnici, sad sam se ogrebao.
Ne,
to je sitnica.
And even old age, disease and death, misery is caused by nature, misery is caused by other living beings. You won't be disturbed if you're in the right consciousness. But yova etad aksharam gargya viditvashma lokat praiti sa kripana. Someone who gets something valuable, the human life,
or anything,
and doesn't use it for its intended purpose, that person is a miser, a fool. He's his own worst enemy. He has no one to blame but himself. He has a fortune. But he's living like a pauper, a poor man. Whose fault is it? His fault.
So,
here's that Atmaha, killer of the soul, whoever he may be. Well,
ubojica duše, kogo to može biti?
Maya aparita jnana. Our knowledge gets stolen
naše
by illusion.
Maya odnosi naše znanje, iluzija odnosi naše znanje.
Come out of the fog.
Mi moramo se izvući iz te magle u kojoj smo zapali.
And for that,
zbog toga,
Krishna is offering us so many facilities to break the ice, to get out of the fog, to get out of the darkness, to get out of the illusion. Otherwise, as he says, asyavadanasya purushya dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu sansara vartmani. Why should Krishna help?
Zašto bi Krishna pomogao
his competitors?
Onima koji se želi natjecati.
Have you ever seen a government which takes its top criminals and rewards them?
Koje nagrađuje najbolje kriminalce,
gives them all kinds of gifts and
poklone im daje.
No, criminals are put in jail, they're punished.
U zatvor, kažnjavaju se.
And if we act against the will of God,
Božje volje,
if we,
ako mi,
all right, you haven't read Bhagavad Gita, you may claim to be
ignorant.
But
no,
you are responsible to search, and that much innate understanding we all have. Any man from any place in the world, he goes out at night and he looks up into the sky and he sees all the stars and he's naturally going to think, what is up there, where did I come from, what is the purpose here, why? If someone can't even ask these simple questions, then he's a very unfortunate person. So, we have to find out what the laws are. You have to research. And on a gross level, you can understand it. And when you want to go closer to Krishna, you have to go deeper. You have to go deeper into the ocean of Krishna consciousness, not the ocean of illusion, but Anandam Buddhivardhanam, that ocean. The darkest region of ignorance.
Well,
for some people, that may be right here. Because we're not doing too badly. Some of us may feel that the economy is down and, you know, we can only afford a second-hand car. And we can eat nice food, but only from day to day. We can't store up much. And we can only go to one movie a week. Or, you know, we can only afford last year's model computer.
Samo computer koji prezident prošle godine.
You know, our television is broken and we have to wait till our next paycheck to get it fixed.
Moramo čekati dok ne dobijemo sljedeću platu.
Trinitron Sony, we have to wait to get it fixed.
Trinitron Sony, to ne možemo obaviti. Zar nije to tužno? Zar ne ispaštamo?
But did you ever consider the people in Rwanda?
Ali uzmite u obzir ljude u Ruandi.
You think you'd like to trade places with any one of them?
Da li mislite da biste se željeli zamijeniti sa bilo kojim od njih?
Do you think you're suffering in comparison to them?
Ovdje,
you may have
njima,
seen the picture.
Možda ste vidjeli
over
slike.
A million men, women, and children murdered.
Ubijeni,
genocide. Indiscriminate, wanton killing, rape,
razlike,
abuse. So there are different things going on right here, right now. But it can get worse because Andhatamishra is the place where people who are totally faithless, they have to spend a few years. So this is not meant to disturb your mind, but it is meant to scare the hell out of you.
Vas prepadne do krajnje granice.
You know, you should take it seriously.
Trebate biste ozbiljno to shvatili.
Because it's real.
Jer je istinsko.
Just like if you accept the theory of transmigration.
Ako prihvatite teoriju transmigracije.
We know it's not something abstract. It's not something totally out of the realm of possibility. It can happen. Dehinos minyata dehe komaram yovanam jara. Tata dehantara praptir, right? From boyhood to youth to middle-aged old age. You're transmigrating from youth body to adult's body to old age body. The one body is gone and you got a new body. It's a different body. And death is just another change of body. So if this is possible, where do you go when you change your body? So, whatever your mind is thinking about, you deserve at the time of death, that's where you go. And if you're thinking like an animal, or a degraded human person, if your activities in this life are demoniac, then you could get any kind of body. You could be born in Alaska, in an Eskimo's body, where you just eat sealed blubber. You know, they get these seals, cut them open, and eat it, hardly cooking it. They live a life, you know, they have their wife and little Eskimos, and, you know, they live in these beautiful glass, ice houses, and, you know, they have a lot of dogs and a sleigh. They go for sleigh rides just like Santa Claus, and, you know, it could be a good life for some people, but I don't think someone who's here in the Mediterranean, with such beautiful oceans and beautiful climate, I really don't think you'd like it there in Alaska. A lot of the times it's 40 degrees below zero. That means when you spit, it freezes.
Right?
You may not know what 40 degrees below zero is like. You touch some
metal,
and you can't get your hand off. I don't think you'd like that. But it's possible because it's part of the darkest region of ignorance, not only in this life, but on another planet.
So,
same example of a job. You want the pay, you want the result, you have to do the work, you have to take the responsibility. Modern civilization has simply increased the problem of an empty stomach. In other words, modern men are proud of their advancement, but if you read the latest reports, even on the American economy, they're headed very quickly towards an $8 billion deficit.
$8 billion deficit.
They're spending money like it's water and it's credit. It's all credit. They don't have the money. It's a lot of bluff there. You may have experienced that here. Politicians love to bluff, spend a lot of money on themselves and their family, and the common man suffers. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that. Probably you have. Because it's everywhere. Human nature in Kali Yuga is everywhere. Demons are everywhere. We do not envy the demons, but we would like to make them into devotees, and we'll do our best, whatever we can do. You cannot be inactive. Either you work
bilo
for
da radite za Krishnu,
or you work for Maya.
Ili radite za Krishnu, za Maya.
You know, you can't go before the judge
doći pred sudca,
and, you know, you're hauled up into court for speeding or for robbing a bank or something. And so the judge says, well, how do you plead? And you say, well, Your Honor, I'm agnostic. I don't believe in your laws, but I don't disbelieve in them either. I'm in the middle. You think the judge is going to care? You break the laws, you go to jail. I don't care if you believe in them. These are our laws. You're in Croatia. You break the law, you go to jail. This is a material world. It doesn't matter if you're an agnostic and you don't believe in God. Who cares about what you believe in? A blind man does not believe in the existence of the sun. Who cares about the belief of a blind man? We have rational faith, intelligent faith. We know that Krishna exists. Krishna nourishes us. Krishna within our heart. Kesham evanu kam partham agam aham aganatam jamaha. Janaha. Something or other. With the torchlight of knowledge, he dissipates the darkness. That comes to every devotee according to his commitment. Every devotee gets some realization. All of you do. So you're very fortunate, and you should continue. And we don't care if the asuras don't believe in Krishna. It really doesn't matter. Now, when I was first practicing Krishna consciousness with my god brothers and god sisters, there were very few of us. I joined in a temple where there were three of us. We'd go on Sankirtan. One devotee would chant, and two devotees would distribute mantra cards. I mean, it was a very big chanting party, you know?
One person,
jedna osoba. And we were wild, because in those days, like I said, people thought we were from the moon. They didn't know about Hare Krishnas and Hare Bols.
They
didn't know anything. So But now there's enough people that we can have a festival like this with 500-600 devotees coming. A variety of different devotees in different colors and dresses and psychologies and, you know, we're all wonderful varieties of the spice of devotional service. And this is a relatively, it's a middle festival. In Dinamarca, they have 3,000 more than Mayapur. Actually, this year, Mayapur is going to be something. They're calculating 10,000 devotees. Next year, 108th birthday party of Srila Prabhupada. 108th anniversary. It's also the installation of Sri Sri Panchatattva. These deities will be in the new temple when you build it.
When we build this
temple of Vedic planetarium,
it's
going on, it's going to happen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw it on the spiritual plane. We have to bring it to the material plane. It's already there, it's existing. This temple will be there, and the first manifestation is 14,000 kilos of Ashta Dhatu metal, Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya, 8 feet tall.
Hello. You know,
I'm 5'8". It's great. Lord Chaitanya actually was 7 feet tall.
Prabhupada said make them life-size.
So with his hands extended, 8 feet. And if you take the base, the lotus base which he's on, it's another 3 feet. So 11 feet tall. And then Nityananda, Prabhu, Gadad, Arshivas,
Dvaitacharya.
The deities will be there. The installations have come.
To je instalacija, dođite ako možete.
Be a wonderful occasion.
To je predivan
dan događaj. Nahi kaschit shanam api jatu tishtati a karma krit. Karyate hi avasa karma sarva prakriti jaya gunai. We're forced to act in this material world because of influence of the modes of material nature. So either you choose to be a devotee or you choose to be a demon, but you can't be in the middle. You're going to act and your actions will get results, and that will give you all of your happiness or all your suffering. It's all in your hands.
Sve je u vašim rukama.
Everything, your future is in
vaša
your hands.
Vaša budućnost je u vašim rukama.
Tuam est. It's up to you.
Sve ostaje.
We can go to the Asurya planets.
Možemo
or,
otići do Asurya planeta.
Even if we don't, there's no loss in trying to become Krishna conscious.
Prapya punya kritam lokam.
Ushit vashyasvati samaha. Even if you don't make it, even if you try, there's no loss or diminution. Suchinam srimatam gehe yoga brashto vijayate. One devotee was telling me about his child who appeared in his wife's womb for a very short time,
12 weeks
or something. And then the child was alive, but he couldn't survive and he died.
He was born
prematurely
and
the doctors were very afraid. It was a threat to both mother and child, but both of them went where they were intended to go. The mother's very strong,
good devotee.
She took it as Krishna's mercy.
Kao Krishna milost.
But that child,
a to dijete,
was a yoga brashta.
Bila yoga brashta.
Because they did purificatory rites. They conceived
rituale.
A child to serve Lord
Krishna.
Krishna. And a demigod was sent. He had a few moments to be in the material world left. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't 70% yet.
Nije bio 70%.
As Jayapataka Maharaj was telling us this morning. So, even if we, there's a saying in the Bible, what profiteth a man if he gains the whole world, but loses his imperishable soul or becomes a killer of the soul? What's the benefit in that? You gain the whole world, but after this life, you're finished and you go where you deserve to go, into the darkest regions of the universe. Urvam gacchanti sattvastam adyaiti shtanti rajasa jaganya guna vritista ado gacchanti tamasaha. If you act in the mode of ignorance, if you deny Krishna, if you won't even open your mind and try to know something about God on some level, you have to go down. Somebody has to go down. So in human life, we should try for self-realization. Most important thing. Okay, what I'm going to do now actually is, I started late, I lingered long, and I can't get through 4 and 5. But I would like to show you a little DVD. And it's actually very nice. On, we can see any one of three things. We can see a DVD about Mayapur. Maybe 10 minutes or so. Or we can see Jagannath Puri. Or we can see Kumbh Mela. So we'll do it by Hari Bol voting. I'll say one thing, and those who want to see that can say Hari Bol. We call it voice voting. And if you don't want it, under your breath you can say Hari Bol. Don't say it out loudly. Then the next one, like that. Okay? So, Mayapur.
Mayapur.
Jagannath Puri. Kumbh Mela. I think Jagannath Puri wins.